God is good all the time. Hey there, I'm Libby, and we are joined on Life Songs by a very special guest, Miss Anita Singleton Prather. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Tell me a little bit about your passion for the Gullah people and how that became a passion of yours. And who are the Gullah people?
Well, that's me. I'm, born and raised right here in Beaufort, South Carolina, which is the epicenter of African-American history. Gullah is the blending of all those cultures that came together during the transatlantic slave trade, the different West African cultures that came from about 17. But those of us that ended up here in America basically came through Sierra Leone. And we brought those traditional Africanism to America. And some of us ended up in the Caribbean. The majority of us ending up in South America. And then that blended with the many Europeans that became the masters of the plantations and all their cultural ways. And then you had the Native Americans that were the original landowners. So the blending of all of those three major ethnic groups coming together during that time in our history that gave birth to Gullah.
And so you kind of really wanted to share the history and the cultures and the traditions of the Gullah people. How did that come about?
Well, that's what I grew up with. When I was growing up, to be known as a Gullah person, it was a negative thing. A lot of people were ridiculed when they left from the South and went up North. So it was a negative thing. And so nobody wanted to be associated with the Gullah culture. That was one thing. The other negative part of it, because it came out of slavery, and slavery was such a painful and hurtful thing for us, that nobody wanted to remember the pain. So in doing so, you almost wiped out a significant part of our history as African-Americans, but not just African-Americans, Americans, period, because all Americans was basically part of that cultural exchange.
Which ultimately helped to shape Gullah.
It's the blending of all of that that came together out of that horrible time that gave birth to this unique culture that's still being preserved. You hear the influence of it in the music.
That's what I was going to ask you about. There's obviously there is a very rich history here. I think that it's great to know just how many of us may have connections to the Gullah people without even realizing it. And one of the things I was moved about so much by the story was the role that faith played in the story of the Gullah people.
Very much so. Very much so. See, a lot of people think that a lot of the Africans came here, when you hear about, missionaries going, to these heathenistic countries and blah, blah, blah. But even before the Africans got here, they celebrated, some of the African cultures celebrated the idea of the one God.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't happen once we got here. One of the things that the slave holders or slavers, whatever you want to call them, tried to do is they used that thing of divide and conquer. They tried to get different Africans from different, especially warring tribes, so that they would not get together and cause an insurrection or a mutiny on the ships coming over. Because a lot of them could speak the same languages. Even though a lot of Africans were already bilingual, because a lot of times they had been trading for centuries with European and Mediterranean countries and Arab countries. So some of them already came here multilingual. And then once they got on the slave ship or were introduced to other Europeans, then that Gullah language started developing, because what they would do is they would have their own native tongue, and then they started picking up different words from the different Europeans that they met and some of the other African tribes that they met. And that blending process started giving birth to the Gullah language. It's such a complex language, and during that time, even more so than it is now, they developed a Gullah language where they could communicate with the European masters. But within that Gullah, they developed another coded Gullah language that only they themselves could understand. A lot of times people make it so simplistic, but they were not simplistic people. And you're talking about people who were master rice cultivators, especially the ones that ended up in South Carolina and in Georgia and, on these rice plantations, because the cultivation of rice was a very complex system. We were the wealthiest and made South Carolina the wealthiest possession of Great Britain before the Revolutionary War. They would have given the other 12 colonies independence, but they weren't willing to give up South Carolina because of the wealth that South Carolina produced. And that wealth was greater than the other 12 put together. And that came because of the expertise of the Africans that came here with that knowledge. And then you had indigo, which is that, you know, that beautiful blue dye that was, again, African. And the Africans were masters of extracting that dye, something that looks just like a piece of weed that somebody would just mow down. Or, you know, today's, we would just mow it down. I'm going to get that weed out of my yard. But they knew how to ferment it. And it was a very dangerous process because it caused a lot of respiratory diseases for the African. And so, again, but they were the masters of it.
So many contributions to what we know today as our culture came from the culture of the Gullah people. And I love, one of the things I love in watching the story unfold are were the performance pieces, some of the musical pieces. And I know some of those spiritual songs, some of them were about other things like food and community and all of the different elements that make up the culture of the Gullah people. Tell me a little more about the music.
The music, a lot of the music is based on pure West African chant. Even the world's most beloved hymn that people sing all over the world, Amazing Grace. The tune is a West African chant. The lyrics are English from, you know, Sir John Newton, who was a captain on a slave ship. And after he had gone through a terrible storm, thought he was going to lose his life, went through a spiritual rebirth, got up after he had seen that he had weathered the storm, went to his captain's log and started penning the lyrics to that chant that he had heard moaned and groaned many, many times in the belly of his slave ship. After he wrote those lyrics and he arrived at his destination here in the United States, which was in North Carolina, he took his personal money and bought the freedom of his human cargo. And he gave up that lifestyle, went back to England, went into the ministry, and became an abolitionist along the side of William Wilberforce, who led that abolitionist movement that eventually abolished this thing called the transatlantic slave trade. So a lot of our music, the jazz, the blues, the gospel, all of it stemmed from those lamentations and those West African chants that the Africans brought here and started blending with European tunes and different things that eventually became, like I said, our gospel music, our hymns, and, you know, what we have today, what we celebrate today. In fact, that gave birth to America's first true art form, the jazz, the blues, the gospel, and the spiritual.
Well, I really look forward to seeing more of this story being told through the musical performances. And we know that this particular special is going to be on PBS. Do you happen to know an air date or a range when we can keep an eye out for it?
Well, I know in South Carolina, our first airing date is October the 5th at 7 p.m. on our, you know, on our PBS stations in South Carolina. And you just have to kind of check your local listing for it.
Okay.
It's Circle Unbroken, The Gullah Journey from Africa to America. It's available to all PBS stations throughout the U.S., Canada, and the Virgin Islands.
Well, we will definitely be calling and be looking for it. And I thank you so much for taking a few minutes to share your passion with us today. And we look forward to continuing to learn more and to be more involved.
We travel all over. We have the Gullah Traveling Theater, and we travel all over. And we'll bring Gullah to your community because it's all part of our history. When you know your Gullah, you know your root. Because without the Gullah story, then South Carolina history is not complete. And South Carolina history is not complete, American history is not complete. And if not American history completed, then we know world history is not completed. It's part of all of our story. And so it doesn't exclude anybody. It includes us all. It's really a story of healing and how something that was meant for evil has turned into this beautiful culture that we're all a part of.
That's God's story for all of us, isn't it?
Amen.
That is the best part of this whole story, is the ending, is how it's unfolding and how it's progressing in a positive way. So thank you. Thanks for the invitation, and thanks again for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Be blessed, my darling.
Thank you. And now available for on-demand viewing, by the way, Circle Unbroken, A Gullah Journey from Africa to America. It really is so moving. Visual celebration of the Gullah people through words, through music. You can get to see Anita Singleton pray through the First Lady of Gullah herself. If you'd like to learn more about it, check out Gullah, that's G-U-L-L-A-H dot TV.